on hold. Just hang on. We're going to get to some of your text messages. We're going to also get to some of your calls here in just a moment. It is Wednesday afternoon, and this is when we meet with our financial expert from Metairie Bank, the president and CEO of Metairie Bank, Ron Sanford. Ron, welcome to the show this afternoon. How are you? Happy New Year.
Same to you, Scoot. I'm very well. Pleasure to be here.
Good. Okay, so New Year's Day, which was last Friday, a new law went into effect that has the potential to lower our auto insurance rates, which I would certainly welcome because I think we're getting ripped off in this state, and especially if you live in New Orleans, you're getting ripped off in a lot of ways. This new law basically is, I don't think it's good news for the attorneys that make it seem like it's so easy to get a settlement out of insurance companies.
That's what you would have the plaintiffs bar, I think, generally agree with you there. That's, the tort reform that was passed back in the special session in June did take effect Friday. So we'll see how that plays out. There's a number of what we hope are positive changes in that law that will act to lower the rates. And while there's, no guarantee in the legislation that the rates are going to come down, certainly the Commissioner Donilon expects as much as a 25% reduction. And of course, Scoot, even 25% for us, we're second highest in the union,
yeah,
and have been for the last 4 years. Our average premium here is $2,389. The average American only pays $1,517, so we're almost 60% higher than the average here in the state.
And so we've got a lot of I guess those of us who have not received a big settlement, we can point at everybody who had a frivolous lawsuit. I'm not talking about those who had a lawsuit where they deserve the money that they received because of the accident. But there are a lot of people that were filing and still file frivolous lawsuits. They really don't have the injuries they claim to have. And it's all a big scheme to extract money from the insurance companies. And insurance companies are too quick to settle, in my opinion. I think they should go to trial. I had a case years ago where somebody sued me. I was in a radio station vehicle, and my attorney took it to court with a jury trial, and basically it was thrown out. They were just laughed out of court for the most part because they didn't really want, they were not prepared to go that far. They wanted a quick settlement. So right. I'm hoping that this does have that that impact. And could the impact be could the impact be immediate?
Well, we'll have to see. I doubt that. I suspect that we'll have to get through it at least a year for the insurance companies to see if, in fact, their claims and their settlements are gonna come down. But that's the hope. And there's three or four things that are different that should help lower your premiums ultimately. And one, of course, is the jury threshold, which you just mentioned. It drops from $50,000 to $10,000, so you have a better chance of hearing, 12 people hearing your argument than just a judge deciding. Another thing that's always irritated me is that you could not mention whether or not the claimant was wearing a seatbelt in the accident. Of course, it's state law for everybody to wear a seatbelt, and now you can bring that into court and say, well, the person wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and they're partially responsible for that themselves. You've also got, you couldn't even mention, now you can't mention whether the claimant has insurance except in the opening and closing arguments. So used to they talk about, well, they've got so much insurance, so it wouldn't hurt for that kind of a settlement. So we're doing a number of things that hopefully will
so,
help.
So Ron, we open 2021 with some positive financial news, and I appreciate you being with us. Got to get to a special news bulletin, but this is President CEO of Metairie Bank, Ron Sanford. And Ron, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Take care, Scoot.
All right, I'm Scoot. We are going to step away for just a moment as we have this special CBS news update. There is unrest in Washington, D.C., and Trump supporters have disrupted the vote to declare Joe Biden president-elect. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.